You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. Now, at this time, I usually say, please open your King James Bibles to the book, chapter, verse, and line where we left off last time. But today, we're taking a field trip. So, please open your King James Bibles to Psalms chapter 22. Psalms chapter 22. You are lovingly invited to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. First of all, I'm live on the air teaching another book of the Bible. When we go off the air, I pray for everybody who comes by name, one by one, as the Holy Spirit leads, according to His amazing, beautiful gifts at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we pray fervently for America each Wednesday, 6 p.m. Excuse me. You're also loved and invited to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Word and Prayer. Live, radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Truth Social taping. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place, thereby Amazing Grace, is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a little sign with an arrow pointing to my place, Sherry, S-H-A-R-I Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now the curtain comes up on Psalms chapter 22. From God's heart to my heart to your heart, God's genius plan to defeat death for man. God's genius plan to defeat death for man. Parentheses, Hebrews 2:14. Death's name is the devil. God's genius plan to defeat death for man.
Amen.
What is Easter? Easter comes from an Anglo-Saxon word, Ishtar. Ishtar is a pagan goddess of fertility. To worship Ishtar, they would go into the woods in the grass and lay their eggs quick like a bunny, one after another. That's a metaphor for saying spiritual orgy. Is the word Easter in God's Bible, love letter? Not the original one, not the Hebrew, and not the Greek. But in the English translation, it is mistranslated one time in Acts chapter 12. However, the Greek word there and the Hebrew reads Passover. Remember, Jesus is our Passover lamb. 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And that's a Christian word because when that was written, Jesus had already paid the sin debt, shed his blood, and gone back to heaven. Well, what is Passover? Exodus chapter 12, the children of Israel, through whom Messiah Jesus would come, and we know did come, were in slavery, captivity to Egypt. Egypt symbolizes slavery. So God was going to let them go by killing all the firstborn of the Egyptians. So he told Moses, tell the head of every family to find a lamb, a firstborn lamb, without spot, without blemish, and kill the Passover. Kill the Passover lamb. Put the blood of the Passover lamb in a basin, Take some hyssop, dip it in there, and strike it on your doorpost. Lintel, down, and two side posts. Tar of Hebrew, the sign of a cross. And God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
To the chief musician.
To the chief musician in Hebrew means to the one who has the victory, to the one who gives the victory. Now, Jesus on the cross is reciting Psalm 22. He's teaching Psalm 22 from the cross. He's orchestrating his own crucifixion. Because he's the Word, he will say the Word, and he performs his Word. And as he says every word that will happen to him on the cross, he is orchestrating his crucifixion. Well, that doesn't look like victory, does it? He's not the victim. He's got the victory because, remember, he knows he's going to rise from the dead after 3 days and three nights in that tomb.
Amen.
Amen. Azurashi, huh?
Hebrew, the dawning of a new day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed our sins away.
A psalm of David.
1,000 years before Jesus was on the cross, he, because Jesus is God, dictated this psalm to David, and David wrote this psalm. He wrote it verbatim, and now Jesus is going to quote it 1,000 years later.
Verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Verse 2. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, and thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent.
Now, there's something out of character of Jesus here about these two verses. This is what we call in the Bible an acrostic. An acrostic is something God hides in his word and expects you to search it out. Proverbs 25, verse 2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, is the honor of kings to search it out. Revelation 1 says, you're a king, so I searched it out. There are three flashing red lights about these two verses that say, there's something rotten here in Denmark. The first one is that it is an Aramaic, and Jesus is Hebrew, and David, who wrote it, is Hebrew. When you're in all of that extreme suffering, you don't resort to a second language. So that's out of order. Now, I can tell you a secret. There are some torturers out there who do speak Aramaic. Secondly, it's out of character for Jesus to say, my God. He always called God Father. He said, the Father and I are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I must be about my Father's business. I only do what I see my Father do. So that's out of character. And then he says, why have you forsaken me? Now, wait just a minute. Deuteronomy says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And John's epistle said, we have just one God operating in three different offices. God the Father, Yahweh, God the Son, Yeshua, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit, Holy Rock, Elohim, and these three are one. You can't forsake yourself. You'd like to sometimes, wouldn't you? So what is Jesus doing? He's using covert activity, a military term. The military says to its military, when the enemy's got you surrounded, play dead, and maybe they'll let you live. Now, Jesus came to die for the joy set before him, he went to the cross, so he's not trying to get out of dying, but Jesus has got to stay on that cruel cross exactly 6 hours, no less, because 6 in biblical numerics is a number of depraved mankind. We're all depraved because we're all dead, trespass and sin, all are coming short of the glory of God. If he died before 6 hours, my filthy rotten sins might not have been forgiven, or yours. Okay, so he's got to stay alive there for 6 hours. Now, Jesus is in God's will. I can tell you from personal experience, when you're in the will of God, No matter if the world's on fire, you still have a peace about you.
Amen.
He had a peace about him. But if he looked too peaceful, they might kill him before the 6 hours, and then your sins might not be forgiven. So he's tricking them. They think they got Jesus, but Jesus has got them. You see, that's God's genius plan.
Amen.
Verse 3, but thou art holy.
He is talking to the Father.
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
He praises the Father. He is not forsaken. By the way, there is a verse in this chapter, and I'll tell you when we get there, that will tell you very clearly that God the Father did not forsake the Son and did not turn his back on him. Aren't you glad about that?
Amen.
Now, Jesus does a very wise thing. He praises God. Now, God inhabits the praises of people. So when you are in your lowest despair, Death Valley, praise the Lord. What happens then? Then you get his joy.
Amen.
Psalm 16, he says, in his presence is fullness of joy. Then you get his strength. Nehemiah 8, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So in your valley of despair, praise the Lord. You get his presence, you get his joy, and you get his strength.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Verse 4, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. Verse 5, they cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded.
He does another wise thing. Jesus remembers all the time that the children of Israel were delivered from death so that he could come through them. When you are in your valley of despair, remember that other time God got you out of that sinking hole?
Amen.
He'll do it again.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll do it again.
Amen.
Verse 6, but I am a worm.
Now remember, he's orchestrating his crucifixion. Every time he says something, it's going to happen. Why did you say, I'm a worm? Because in Bible times, they made red dye out of the crimson blood, red blood of a crimson worm. They would dip the garment in it, and it would come out red. Now, the blood begins to pour. And he says, I look like I have been dipped in the red dye of a crimson worm. He's covered with blood. But he's not trying to get out of it. He's saying it because why? The life is in the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So far, everything's great. He came to shed his blood.
And no man.
Isaiah 53 says he didn't look like a man. There was nothing to be desired. Now, before he was crucified, he was extremely good looking. I have a picture, and it is in Washington, about him. Pilate and Herod had it, and he's gorgeous. But they had beaten him to a pulp. You couldn't tell whether he was a dog or a donkey.
Reproach of men and despised of the people.
Isaiah 53 says he's despised of the people. But they think he's despised of God. No, the same verse that tells you God did not turn his back on him will tell you God did not despise him. It just looks that way. It's covert activity. It's God's genius plan to defeat death, whose name is the
Amen.
Devil.
Amen.
Verse 7, all that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads, saying, verse 8, he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delighted in him.
The Gospels say, if he will have him, ha ha ha.
Verse 9, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Verse 10, I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly.
Jesus looks down from the cross and sees Mary's big eyes peeping around the corner, filled with tears. Her husband, Jesus' stepfather, has gone to heaven. So he sees the beloved disciple John, and he says, John, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. John, take care of my mother. In your valley of despair, find someone else who's suffering and help them. that will help you.
Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near.
He is talking to God the Father. Father, I want you to watch this now. I want you to see every detail. Trouble is sin. Every sin of every human being is about to take on Jesus' body, to jump on him. Jesus came to take all of our sins on himself. And he wants God the Father to see it. So when you and I commit that sin and confess and repent, God the Father can say, yes, I saw my son take that sin. This is the greatest thing God ever did. You think he's not going to watch this? So one by one, the sins thought they had Jesus. But Jesus said, come here, self-centeredness, all about you, yourself, and you, only thinking of yourself. Come here. Self-centeredness says, ha, 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 I got you, Jesus. But Jesus got self-centeredness.
Amen.
Amen. Come here, love of money. Love of money says, ha, 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 I got you, Jesus. But Jesus took the sin of love of money. And every sin that's ever been committed, one by one, he took on himself. That had to be the hardest thing for his holy God.
Thank you.
Amen. For there is none to help.
Now, he's not asking for help himself. He says, there's nobody else can do this. There's no other name given under heaven and earth whereby men might be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. You can only go to Father by Jesus. You can only go to heaven by Jesus.
Amen.
It's a straight, narrow way.
Verse 12, any bulls have encompassed me. Long bulls of Bashan have beset me around.
Bulls of Bashan in Hebrew means magnificent animals. Now, these were people, but they were magnificent to look at. They were magnificent to look at because they're the devil's real children. There are demons around Jesus, but these are real people. The devil has children, the seduction in the garden. Satan beguiled Eve and bore Cain the Kenites, and so they were there. And Satan, in Ezekiel 28, Lucifer, King Taurus, was so gorgeous, so they're magnificent to look at. You've heard of Sargon the Magnificent. However, they're not getting so good looking now because death deteriorates.
Amen.
Verse 13.
By the way, some of those who are speaking Aramaic, crucify him, crucify him. He wanted them to think they had him, but he had them.
Amen. They looked upon me with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion.
Your enemy, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion. The devil is right there. Oh boy, he says, Jesus will die and then I'll get to be God. Because in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3, 6, and 7, the first earth age, world means age, Isaiah 14, he also said, I will be God. At last, he says, I'm going to get to be God. Now, this is God's genius plan. Because he's killing, or having us kill, an innocent man. And death cannot hold an innocent man. Jesus had no sin. Satan was so stupid. If he knew what he was doing, he would never have had him killed. He would never put in us to have killed him to have sinned. Because all of us now can be saved.
Amen.
Poor devil, he's so stupid. He's defeated, his name is death.
Amen.
Verse 14, I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint.
Ouch, pinched nerve.
My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels.
The Roman crucifixion, your heart would melt in two. Jesus died of a broken heart. I broke Jesus' heart with my miserable, rotten sins. You broke Jesus' heart with your miserable, rotten sins.
Verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw.
I thirst. Jesus had told the woman at the well, John 4, if you drink of the water I give, living water, it comes from the well of salvation. You'll never thirst again. So he thirsted so that you could, I could draw from the well of salvation and never thirst spiritually again. God's genius plan.
And thou hast brought me to the dust of death.
This is what is called an Hebraism. We call it a figure of speech. Dust of death means degradation. Jesus is God, the great I am, the eternal being. He always was, he is, he always will be. There's nothing more degrading for the eternal being, the tree of life, to die for the very ones he created.
Verse 16, the dogs have compassed me. Assembly of the wicked have enclosed me.
The dogs are the same thing as the bulls of Bashan, the devil's children.
They pierced my hands and my feet.
They nailed his hands to the cross. They nailed his feet to the cross.
Verse 17, I may tell all my bones.
Tell here means count. They had ripped off all the flesh and beaten him so, but he could see his bones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I could count my bones. I could see them, I could count them. But the Bible says not one of those bones was broken. Why is that? Jesus is our shepherd. We are his sheep. And a good shepherd counts his sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, goody, you're there. You count. And the marriage supper of the Lamb, Jesus is the bridegroom, and we are the bride. And then we are bone of his bone. He did that so you and I could be whole, complete. Not one bone is broken. Now you and I are shalom, whole, complete.
Amen.
They look and stare at me. Verse 18, part my garments among them, cast lots upon my vesture.
The Gospels say they gambled for his seamless robe. They wanted a memento.
Verse 19, but be thou not far from me, O Lord, O my strength.
Now, the 6 hours is almost up, but he's got a little while left. We'll just say about 15 minutes. He's about to go into a coma, and he's gasping for breath. But he's got to last the rest of the 6 hours so everybody's sins can be forgiven. He's not trying to get out of living. Out of dying. He came to die, but he just wants to last long enough. So he says, Father, Holy Spirit, give me enough breath here so that I can finish my 6 hours so Sherry will have eternal life. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they're yet speaking, I will hear. Now Jesus continues asking, come on, Holy Spirit, Father, give me a little breath here so I can last for 6 hours. And God immediately responds while Jesus is talking.
Amen. Face thee to help me.
Hurry.
Verse 20.
Now listen to this. This is God.
Deliver my soul from the sword.
My soul is as one. We are one, Son. Here we are. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're one. We're right here.
I, darling, from the power of the dog.
Darling, my only begotten son. Poof, he's got the air. Now he's still asking, and then he's suddenly going to realize that he's got it. Again, before they call, I will answer. While they're speaking, I will hear.
Amen.
Verse 21, save me from the lion's mouth.
Help me. Now see, he doesn't realize. Now wait a minute. Now he's going to realize he can breathe.
For thou hast heard me.
You heard me. I can breathe.
The horns of the unicorn.
Now, there's no such thing as a unicorn. It means those bulls of Bashan, the wild ox. Oh, boy, he says, I'm going to last my 6 hours. So whosoever will may come. Now the joy comes. He's the victor. He's not the victim.
Verse 22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Verse 23, ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye, the seed of Jacob. Glorify him and fear him, all ye, the seed of Israel.
He's so happy now. He's going to make it so we can all be saved if we will, if we'll accept him. He looks down the corridors of time and looks at us, the elect at the end of the age. He looks at heaven on earth, and he says, we're all going to praise the Lord. Oh, happy day. Azaleh Shehar.
Verse 20.
Now, this is the verse, underline it. This is a verse that says very clearly that God the Father did not forsake the Son and did not despise him. It just looked that way. It was covert activity. It was God's genius plan.
For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted one.
That he is El Elohim, God the Creator, the Father. He did not despise Jesus who was afflicted.
Neither has he hid his face from him.
Did you hear that? He did not turn his back on him. The he is El Elohim, God the Creator, Father.
But when he cried unto him.
When he, Jesus, the afflicted one, cried unto him, God the Father.
He.
Elohim, God the Father.
Heard.
There. That's it. He was not forsaken. It just looked that way. And that should encourage you. Hebrews 13, he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. Oh, happy day.
Amen.
Verse 25, I praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Verse 26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied.
In the future heaven on earth, the meek, the teachable, shall have eternal life. No more death, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more devil.
Amen. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever.
Hey, people, I'm giving you eternal life. I'm giving you everlasting life, people.
Verse 27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the kings of the nations shall worship before thee.
When Jesus comes at the second coming, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Of his government there shall be no end.
Verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations.
That's what I said.
Verse 29, all that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All them that go down to the dust shall bow before him.
Now, there is a point of no return. There are those who will be saved forever. But those who bow the knee to Satan are not saved. They cannot be saved.
And none can keep alive his own soul.
They cannot save themselves. And so this will be after the great white throne judgment. All of those will walk into the lake of fire.
Verse 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be counted to the Lord for a generation.
Gospel of Mark says, there's a generation of the fig tree. We are the generation of the fig tree. Be you one or be you 120. We are the very elect alive right now, not all elect, but some elect, right now, who will usher in the second coming of Jesus. Now he says that we're going to serve him. That means we're alive right now. Revelation says there's 7,000 on the earth right now who will not be deceived by the Antichrist. Okay, this has come true. Here we are.
Verse 31, they shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born.
Now at that time, the elect who are alive right now were not born. But methinks we were looking over the cars of heaven watching this. Now, the elect right now are speaking to the world, and you weren't born then. You were to be born, but you're born now. Now here's what Jesus said. The elect are saying to you right now, here it is.
That.
Here's the message.
He hath done this.
This is in italics. He didn't say that. He hath done. In Bible times, when the prisoner had finished his time in jail, they let him out of jail. He paid his time. They were right done over it. Jesus says, I have done the time for everybody's crime. It is also equivalent to it is finished. Jesus gave up the ghost. First Peter says he went into paradise in the spirit. I preach to all those souls and set them free. A rich man, Joseph of Arimathea, And history tells us that was Mary's uncle, took Jesus' body down from the tree and put him in his sepulcher. Now remember, Jesus says, I'm going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And Joseph rolled a stone over that. Now, you cannot get 3 days and three nights, no matter what kind of a math you use from Friday. So Jesus was crucified on Passover. He's our Passover lamb. That week, there were two Sabbaths. There was a regular Saturday. They said Saturday was Sabbath. And then there was a high Sabbath, Passover. And that was on a Wednesday. Jesus was crucified on high Sabbath, Wednesday. Each day began at noontime, sundown. Every day began at sundown. So Joseph took his body down, put him in the tomb. So from Wednesday sundown to Thursday sundown is 1 day and night. From Thursday sundown to Friday sundown is 2 days and two nights. From Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is 3 days and three nights. And he arose from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, on the first day of the week, after the Sabbath, the Mary ladies came to the tomb to anoint his body for burial. They expected to see him dead, though he said, I'm going to arise again. The body was not there. An angel said, don't be afraid. You seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen as he said. Duh. He said he was going to rise. But look at you. Look at all the promises in God's word, and you don't believe them. Jesus showed himself alive 40 days. And when it was time for him to go to heaven, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Amen. God's genius plan to defeat death for man. I pray you are blessed.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, Scott Merson. When David left his stuff in the cart, Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
That is great, Scott. Amen. Thank you. That is perfect. Thank you very much. Before I pray for healing, anybody in here or in cyberspace, if you're not saved, pray this prayer with me and mean it, and God will save you right now. He came to save sinners from our sins, and that means you. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Wash them all away with your precious blood.
Wash them all away with your precious blood.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
for as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
they are the sons of God.
They are the sons of God.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world,
confess with my mouth before the whole wide world,
that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Now, for those here in cyberspace, Romans 10 says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You must tell two or three people. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, Scott, my radio announcer, will give you my telephone number. Call that number. It's my voicemail. Leave your message. And when I get it, I'll pray for you. I welcome the family of God. Now, for all new Christians, get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. I suggest the King James is the only version that could trace almost every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, and Chaldee. And you can check the errors. See, we found Easter was an error then. Read that Bible every day. Get it out of your head, into your heart, and it'll talk to you and lead you. Find a place in your home. Call it your prayer place. No cats, no dogs, no food, no cell phone, please. No people, no television, no radio. Be quiet. Be still and know that He is God. Amen. Call Him Father now. Father, in Jesus' name. Have your Bible open. Once in a while, you want to put Him in remembrance of His Word. He likes that. Isaiah 43:26. Don't do all the talking. Let Him talk. Do not give up until you have the full baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. For without that, you cannot live the Christian life. That is what equips you to be victorious as Jesus was victorious. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, and that same power can be in you.
Amen.
Now, you want to go to church every time the door opens. Find a church that teaches God's word, book, chapter, verse, and line. We do that here because God says so. Paul says, read this epistle to the church. Isaiah 28 says, line by line. Make sure the pastor, the shepherd there, has the anointing of Holy Spirit and operates in those gifts of Spirit. Don't just go and watch the show. Go on the Sabbath. And go midweek because you need to learn to be a prayer warrior because that's where the power is. Don't just watch the show. Be an addition there. Find something you can do. What can you make it better? And pray and fast and invite people in and help build up the church. Don't watch the show. That's so lukewarm, baby.
Amen.
Okay, get up there and let's grow this thing.
Amen.
And return your tithe and offering. It is a command. It's not yours. Where you get fed God's word so He can bless you. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen.
For everyone who's not well, put your hand over your body where you're hurting if you can. Now in the name of Jesus, I speak the word of God of healing over you. He sent His word and healed you right this minute and delivered you from destruction. He relieves you from all distress. He comforts you on every side. The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. You shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. He bore your pain. Pain be gone. He relieves you from this distress. And with Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
You run, you're not weary. You walk, you're not faint. Your youth renewed. Your strength renewed. Memory restored. Get up and live. Take up a bed and walk in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we all say,
I agree in Jesus' name.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world. Yes, I am. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And no greater love is this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. He died for you. Live for Him. I love you too. Everyone in here, all the people all over the world, I feel your spirits. And I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together as a family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the trumpet of truth.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Sovereign in the mountain air, sovereign on the ocean floor, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. Sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me at the dawn. In your everlasting nation to win this generation for our King. The song of your forgiveness, for it is with grace that river flows. Take us to the river in the city of our God, and take us to your throne room. Give us ears to hear the cry of hell, for that cry is mercy. Mercy to the fallen sons of men. Mercy has triumphed, triumphed over judgment by your blood. Take us to the throne room in the city of our God. In the shadow of your hand, is this your mighty angel who stands astride the ocean and the land? In his hand your mercy showers on a dry and barren place. Take us to the mountain in the city of our God.
Thought I buried you, this anger rising up within. But like the phoenix bird, stirring ashes up again. I say the grace of God has made me whole, but my eyes betray there's a weight I'm not letting go. I know, Jesus, take my life, take my rights away, take this little piece of the price you paid, 'cause there's more than I want to carry anymore. Help. Down, lay it down, and it on down the road. You think I've been around long enough to know that you would trace my steps from so many years ago until you drive a stake in my heart of stone. I will never know the peace that leads me home. Lead me home, Jesus, take my life, take my rights away, take this little piece of the price you paid, 'cause it's more than I want to carry. Break this lock, throw away the key, lay it at your feet where it ought to be. 'Cause the freedom comes when I lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, and it on down the road. Until you drive a stake in my heart of stone, I will never know the peace that leads me home. So lead me home, yeah. Jesus, take my life, take my rights away, take this little piece of the price you paid, 'cause it's more than I want to carry anymore. Lay it down, lay it down, and it on down the road. On down the road, yeah.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
You search inside the deep. Yeah.
joy that words can't speak. You gave a truth where lies will never reach. Oh, I won't fight no more. You gave me peace from this life of fear. Never alone at every grasp you are near. Now there's life more abundant we know. Your beauty, Lord, I know it captures me.
Bye.